philosophy that I've used throughout building my business and really throughout my career. And I think it's something I learned from Gary Vaynerchuk. So you guys can correct me if that's not where it came from. But he has this concept of give, 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 get. And it's really an approach to how you build relationships, how you build your business and your career, is that you have to give way more than you have to expect to get, but that you will get, right? You'll get tenfold. And that's really the concept. And so when I thought about this concept, and this has been on my podcast list of like potential podcast topics for like a year, and I was sitting thinking, do I want to do this concept or do I want to do this topic by myself or do I want to have somebody on? And immediately this woman came to mind. And it's Courtney Taylor. She works for Fidelity Bank, but again, what she works for doesn't really matter. It's how she does the work that she does. And she is the epitome, even stronger than me, in this concept and how she builds relationships, how she's built her career, and how she's just built a community around her. So first off, I just want to tell you how much I respect you for this topic, and that's why you're on here.
Oh, wait, thank you. Thank you so much, Jimmy. So
I'd love you to just start, as always, with your journey. Kind of what's that jungle gym of career, you know, mm-hmm. your career path looked like, and how you've gotten to where you're at today. Yeah. And just tell us a little bit also about where you're at today and what you're doing.
Yeah. First of all, thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
This is absolutely amazing. And really, my journey started when I moved to the Twin Cities mm-hmm. in 2007, and I started working for the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce. And it was a phenomenal experience for me. I jumped into a sales role there, and it was my first sales role. And in that, I was charged with selling memberships to business owners and executive teams of companies, small, medium, and large, all over the state, and developing those networks with those business owners. And I did it for 10 years, and it was amazing. It was absolutely the best experience. Allowed me to connect and dive deep with some of these companies that were growing. Maybe they had some successes they wanted to share. Maybe they had mm-hmm. some struggles that they needed help with. And I think what came out of my experience was this passion for having a conversation with a business owner and listening to what keeps them up at night, listening to where they started and where they are today and where they want to be in the future, and just listening to them and figuring out how I can leverage the talents that I have or the people that I've met and facilitate some valuable introductions. And one thing that I learned throughout this journey is that when you make an introduction, generally, individuals are so happy to help, so happy to have, whether it's a 15-minute phone conversation yep. or a cup of coffee or even
human beings want to lunch. Help
yes.
other people.
Yes.
Right? It's not mm-hmm. all broken.
Yep.
Even though it feels like it some yep. days, right, in a society. But
we don't want to be on an island by any means at all. Yep. And we can have a conversation. We can hear someone out. And if I'm not the one who can provide the right answer, I might know somebody who can help them get that much closer.
Yeah. What I think is fascinating about, and this is the message I want people to hear, is, right, you had a sales title, mm-hmm. and we just did a podcast on this too, so on titles don't really matter. It's more mm-hmm. about who you are and how mm-hmm. you do it. Is you had a sales title, but really, I mean, what you're doing is, yes, the end or the outcome is mm-hmm. maybe a sale of a mm-hmm. chamber membership. But the way you went about it wasn't, mm-hmm. I'm trying to sell you something. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to understand and probably even know if this could be something that could help you, mm-hmm. given where you're at, right? So you're problem solving, mm-hmm. right? And you're listening. And so it's important for people to hear is that when you go about it the right way, the title in your job duty is not necessarily what matters. Mm-hmm. It's how you go about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how did that translate into what you're doing now?
So it's really about developing relationships mm-hmm. and banking, business banking services. You can go anywhere.
Yeah.
And
you have a lot of options.
Yep, but yep. you want a relationship. You want to have that strong, confident, reliable relationship. And yep. so my experience of building those relationships for 10 years at the Minnesota Chamber and being able to do that for my team at the bank is That's really what it's all about.
It's what drives you. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. And that's really what you guys are known for too. And I think in the banking world, right, mm-hmm. plenty of banks and all across the Midwest is that it's changing. The mm-hmm. expectations of the business owners is it's not just about, you know, in good times or in, mm-hmm. it's when I need you, when I need advice, not just when I need money.
Yep.
And I think that's what a lot of banks are realizing and Fidelity, you and Fidelity have figured mm-hmm. it out early, is that it's more about like, I want to be there when mm-hmm. you've got a question or you mm-hmm. need a connection or you need a resource that we don't have at the bank, but we know somebody that can help you because yep. your success is our success.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
Yep. And we even call it in the bank, we call it the intellectual capital. Our ability to go deeper and to listen to our clients and make those connections, facilitate those introductions, not only help them with their immediate needs, but then also facilitate introductions to great individuals yeah. like you and others
based
in our
on
network.
what their issues are mm-hmm. at that point in growth yep. because we all hit them. Mm-hmm. I love that. So before we jump into the topic a little bit more, I want you to talk about a superpower that you have that you think has really helped you throughout your career mm-hmm. and personal and professional mm-hmm. kind of get to this level mm-hmm. of success.
I think it's my ability to listen.
That's a superpower, yeah.
To listen, but then also to translate the conversations that I'm listening to connections, to valuable introductions. Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes you've introduced me to people and said, Courtney knows everybody. And yeah. I hear that quite often.
Yeah.
And it's not that I'm having 500 coffee meetings a week. Yeah. It's just that I think I do a good job of listening and being authentic
yep.
and owning my own brand and mm-hmm. facilitating those introductions and just...
And you connect dots.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot, right? Through the listening, because you've really listened.
Yes.
You're like, oh, and, you know, like, oh, I, you know, it's yeah. not always just when we're together. Yeah. You're like connecting dots for me when we're not together. Yeah. So, I mean, that's, I think that is a superpower. And not everybody, mm-hmm. everybody has a good intention, but mm-hmm. not everybody's good at that.
Yes.
So that is something that you bring to the table. I love that. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about this concept of the give, get. And there's a lot of different ways how to describe it. This was just a concept that really stuck with me. Mm-hmm. How do you think that taking that approach, right, with the chamber and now with Fidelity, that taking that approach of giving way more than you're receiving mm-hmm. sometimes, mm-hmm. how do you think that's helped you along the way? Like what for the people that are like, I know that that's what I'm supposed to be doing, but it's really hard to keep the faith, mm-hmm. right? That it's going mm-hmm. to give the return. Mm-hmm. How have you seen that in your career? How kind of play out in terms of success?
I think first off, I always keep in mind that it's a marathon.
Yeah.
It's not a sprint. Mm-hmm. So when I'm meeting someone new, developing that relationship and really diving into who I am, what I'm looking for, how I can help them, mm-hmm. I don't have an expectation on an immediate return.
Yeah.
But it's not surprising to me if 6 months down the road, a year down the road, I hear from that individual or I am introduced to somebody.
Yeah.
By that individual. It just, I think it all comes around.
I love that. And there's a couple themes in there. The first one, which I don't, is not a strength of mine, but patience,
mm-hmm.
is that you do have to be patient with this process, mm-hmm. right? And the people that have truly built businesses, and I've learned patience in this space because it's been validated, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. that it has come around, mm-hmm. Is having that patience and the faith to know that it's the right way to do business and mm-hmm. that it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I like that you said is to lower your expectations, mm-hmm. right? Listen and actually genuinely care. But don't make it at the end, like, okay, what are we going to, you know, who can you,
mm-hmm.
is lower your expectations and let it happen more naturally so that it doesn't yes. feel forced.
Yep. And so that I'm confident when I'm facilitating an introduction that it will be a good relationship. And mm-hmm. likewise, I wouldn't want the individual that I'm speaking with to feel pressured to make an introduction to me,
like
or
I have to
business.
Force something.
Yeah,
yeah. At that moment.
Yeah, because that's not a genuine relationship, yep. and it probably won't result in a and something greater.
Yeah.
So
how do you, because you're actively involved in the community too, right? Mm-hmm. Team mm-hmm. Women and other, you give your time a lot to other causes. How, and I know people always struggle with how much time they put and mm-hmm. where they put that time and what's mm-hmm. the return professionally, mm-hmm. which is not always, there's not always a direct tie. Mm-hmm. How do you look at your extracurriculars, for lack of a better term, and in terms of your professional, right? The give, yeah. give, get, and where you invest your time, mm-hmm. realizing that it will help you mm-hmm. professionally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's your philosophy around that, or how do you look at it?
I don't think I have a fully defined philosophy on it, but I will say that the involvement that I have in other associations, I serve on the Young Professional Advisory Board with Team Women. I chair a committee with MinCrew, which is Minnesota Commercial Real Estate Women, and give a lot to those two organizations. And I think the friendship and the relationships that I've been able to develop through not only being a leader within those organizations, but then also the engagements that you have through participating with those, they really fill my cup. I walk away from an interaction with those organizations, from events, with something that I didn't have when I walked in the door. And I think that's where I look at it, is not only am I sharing something there, but I'm also taking something away that's adding value.
And you don't always have to look at it in terms of a return on investment. In terms yeah. of business, it's more about, does it fill your bucket,
mm-hmm.
right? And do you have more energy after you leave those
mm-hmm.
things?
Oh, yeah.
What guidance would you give someone? Because I also think there's people that get caught up in that I have to go to a lot of things versus I have to dedicate mm-hmm. my time. Because those relationships and friendships only get developed.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, you know, if I go to 10 different events with 10 different mm-hmm. organizations, I'm not developing friendships and relationships.
Yep.
You know, what guidance would you give someone that's, again, trying to build a business or trying mm-hmm. to build their network on blasting to a lot of things or focusing on picking a couple
mm-hmm.
of things?
Mm-hmm. I think that you have to find the right fit for you. You have to find where you're comfortable. You have to find, kind of define what you're searching for. Are you searching for new business contacts? Are you searching yep. for professional development? Are you searching for an opportunity to give back to the community? So really kind of define what you're looking for. And then, so that you might have to try
yep.
Quite a few different events, organizations, before you find the one that really resonates with you, aligns with your values, you have a passion for, and you can share your skills and your talents with that organization. So it might take a little while.
Yeah.
But then find that and be intentional about
and be more
time.
Committed to it
yeah.
for, you know, a little bit more of a marathon than
yeah.
just like, I'm going to go to one event a year or a couple events a year.
Yep.
It's going to be a different approach
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
to what you build. And I also like when you define what you need and you find those right organizations, which sometimes it takes a while, is you're around like-minded people,
mm-hmm.
which is where your energy comes from.
Yes.
Right? When you go through that interaction and when you show up in higher energy,
mm-hmm.
people can't help but want to know more about you
mm-hmm.
and what you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who you are, and which will ultimately drive your brand.
Mm-hmm.
And your
mm-hmm.
business,
yep.
right? So it's all very connected. I think so many people
mm-hmm.
look at it as being separate things.
Yep.
And when you're in the right spot and you're in the right mental mindset, it's
mm-hmm.
it's not, from you, I get a sense of like, this isn't something I'm intentionally trying to do or not do. It's just how I do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where people need to get to, I think,
yep.
is where it's just a natural thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a, I'm trying to be this way. It's
mm-hmm.
I have faith and I know that this
mm-hmm.
is the right way to do it.
And I think there can be times where individuals may feel, I don't want to say shy, but just uncomfortable putting themselves out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a couple tricks that you
Ooh,
can do
all right.
To...
I've never been accused of being shy, but I'm sure there are people who are listening
yeah.
that are, but I want to hear the tricks.
Yeah. I have a group of like-minded connectors where oftentimes if it's a group or an event that's a little outside of our comfort zone,
mm-hmm.
we might go together.
Mm-hmm.
So
take someone with you so
yep.
it's not so
mm-hmm. So you can go together.
I love it.
And you don't have to be glued to each other the entire time. We'll separate. We'll go make our own connections. We might touch base once or twice throughout the event. We might even sit together. We may not sit together, but
You know you have a friendly person in the room.
You have a friendly face in the room. And that, I think, can get you over that hump of...
That is something I do use. Yeah. I don't realize it, but... Mm-hmm. It does make me want to go to those events more too.
Yeah.
Right? And you and I are great about that. It's like, I have this event. Or you want to go? Yeah. Is because I look forward to use it also as an opportunity to reconnect with people, but not just with that person. Right? Mm-hmm. But it creates that where it's 3 o'clock and I'm tired and it's that evening event. But I'm like, but I get to see this person. So I do want to go.
Yeah.
I think it's more motivation too.
That, and then also if you find something that jives with you, that resonates with you, you can invite a client, you can invite a prospect, you can invite another center of influence, another referral relationship that you have to join you. So you can share the love, so to speak.
Yeah.
But then also you can develop that relationship or that influence with that individual.
Based on that event in a common in a common value, right, around that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's supporting women or it's, you know, whatever it is. You, I mean, you do a ton of this. But... I love that. I love that. How would you, again, it's so natural to you, so how would you guide somebody that's like, I don't know if I'm good at this or if I'm doing it the right way? Like, what are some, kind of, what are some tips from, like, am I doing the give, 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 get? Or am I showing up? It's a brand thing, right? Am I thinking I'm doing that, but I'm showing up differently? Like, what are some telltale signs? Because I know how strong you are in this. You meet people that aren't like this. How do they show up? What's the antithesis of this?
That's a tough one.
Yeah. When people show up at events and you're like, they are just here for...
I think when you can tell when somebody, well, we're very Minnesotan around here.
Oh, yes, we are.
So I feel like sometimes you can get that really aggressive, pushy person where it's all surface level. It's all about them. They want their agenda. They're pushing it forward.
Yep.
Where that's just not my style. It can work where, for some people, but it's just
not. It's not this style talking about. Yeah.
So I probably am drawn to individuals that are, you can have more of a genuine conversation, connect with on a couple different different points. Maybe it's professional, personal.
Yeah. Kind of. It's you not go, just business.
Yeah. You go deep another layer or two.
Yep.
And so that's how I try to show up.
Yep.
And in an interaction, I always ask, how can I help you? How can I be a resource for you?
And those are great questions for people to start to use, even if it's not natural for them. Because that was going to be my next question is like, what are those questions that are going to make you more focused on this? It's being the first one to ask, what can I do for you?
And a lot of times you lead with that conversation. How can I be helpful to you? How can I share my talents? How can I share my network? Connect on LinkedIn, dive deep into that, have a discussion on case studies of who your clients are, who you've typically worked with, the experiences that you've had within the different associations that you're a part of, just so you can kind of paint the picture of what your landscape, what your world looks like, so that you can kind of crack open additional conversations.
Yeah, and it's really about it, what I'm hearing you say too, without you saying it, is it's really connect with someone about why you do what you do, right? And the things that excite you about what you do. So the case study, right? Like this impact we had for a client, or this problem that we solved for a client, instead of just it being about what you do, right? And being able to ask, you're almost asking for what you need by telling a story versus by selling a service.
Yes.
Right? And selling something. It's it's connecting with people to like, oh, I probably do know people that deal with that same problem, whether or not you can help them or not, but it's that connection. I love that. And that's what I think you are really good at, which is why we were drawn, you know, from an energy standpoint together too.
Yeah.
Another thing that I think is important for people to understand is, and you talked about it with intention, is not go to events, right, or networking places with the intention of just a bunch of connections, right? A business card fury. Mm-hmm. It's go to it with, I'm going to meet two people, mm-hmm. and I'm going to go deeper, yep. right? I'm going to make sure they understand why I do what I do.
Yeah.
Instead of what I do on mm-hmm. my business card, mm-hmm. my title, whatever mm-hmm. it is. There's oftentimes I'm talking with people and then we're kind of like done talking or we're moving on or the program's starting and they're like, you haven't even given me a business card, right? Or, and I'm like, oh, I'm horrible. Like, I barely carry them. Like, I'm like, oh, well, we can connect a business card, but that's not the purpose
no.
of why I'm talking to the person. So I think that's a good litmus test for people is what is that intention?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, again, we all have to build businesses. We all, if you're in sales, you have to sell,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but it's how you do it. Like in what you lead with, I think that's more important mm-hmm. than anything. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely. I had one of my colleagues went to an event with me this week and I was making some introductions while we were there and saying to him, hey, this is my friend, Jamie. I'd like you to meet. She has this business, blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
And when we were leaving the event, he had made the comment that I had introduced all these people to him as my friends. And mm-hmm. he asked me, are they all your friends? Are they referrals? How do you know these people? And I thought about it for a moment.
You're like,
And I feel like, yes, they are my friends because I may have met you once or twice. We had coffee. Maybe we went to lunch. Maybe we've had a regular phone conversation. But we went
deeper.
Deeper. We don't have this just professional level. I know what your children are doing. I know where you're from. I know what boards you sit on. I know a little bit more about you yep. and you know a little bit more about me.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's interesting because it's such it's a muscle that you're just yeah. naturally, right? You don't think of it, but to have someone be like, is that how you are with everybody? I mean,
yep.
it's just a good reminder. And not that everybody has to be as great as you, if it's not a natural thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, how can we get better where people feel like we are that nucleus, you know, to yeah. that connector,
mm-hmm.
right? And there's power and there's respect in that mm-hmm. because people know it takes a lot to build that.
Yes.
And the other thing, as you were speaking, that really it made me think is I feel like in our world today, with everything, people want that connection.
Mm-hmm.
People want to feel the deeper connection.
I would.
And not with 100 people at an event, but to create that deeper connection with a couple of people,
mm-hmm.
I walk out of that event going, that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like I connected, with like truly connected with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think some of us, you know, there's people that are like, I don't know if I want to go into that personal side, right? Or I want to mm-hmm. go beyond. And I would challenge you to try it.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, it doesn't have to be personal, like tell me about your life story and all of the struggles personally. It's more about, tell me about like what matters to you,
mm-hmm.
right? And
mm-hmm.
change the questions that we're asking in networking.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if you ask a question and kind of stun someone into not just what do, but like, why do you do what you do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why did you start this business? Or mm-hmm. why do you do? People don't get asked those questions very often.
No, and you'll be surprised. Stories are fascinating.
They're as a curious person, mm-hmm. it's like I learn so much when I ask those types of questions
yeah.
with people. So it's changing I'm just thinking another tip is change the questions that you're asking,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
at those typical events
mm-hmm.
so that you're going beyond the business card
yeah.
or beyond the title. I yeah. love it.
I have a great colleague who always would challenge us to get curious.
Mm-hmm.
Ask questions. Be curious. Embrace curiosity.
Yep.
And I love learning about people. I love learning your story. I love hearing what you do, why you do it, where you want to go, the story of your employees, the story of
yep.
your family, what you want to do with your business. Do you want to sell it to your kids? Do you want to sell it to your employees? What do you want to
yeah.
do?
Yeah, and the curiosity isn't always with a lens of like, so that I can introduce you or so that I can get yep. business. It's more of I feel like curiosity is a mm-hmm. development tool for me.
Mm-hmm.
So people will ask, like, do you have a specific industry that you guys work with? And I'm like, no, never. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get to that. The reason being is because I'm super curious. Mm-hmm. I want to work with different industries because I learn. Yep. So it's selfish, yep. right? It's 100% selfish, but it's because I'm curious and I want to learn something new mm-hmm. that I didn't have, right, in my toolbox before.
Yep.
And be able to then be educated on that to help mm-hmm. people. So that's perfect. Any other wisdom, any other guidance, even outside of this topic, or advice that the leaders that, you know, you work with or in your experience, the great leaders you've seen, is what other advice would you just give leaders on this area? Something you wish you knew way back when you started.
I don't think I knew how much return I would see out of the relationships that I built 12, 15 years ago. I don't think
how impactful it would be later.
Yeah. So I think in terms of hindsight, it's always 2020. Yep. Developing those relationships, putting yourself out there, being authentic, being genuine, owning your brand, embracing who you are. If you are a connector, be a connector. If you are...
Be more of it, even. Yeah, like, invest yeah. more in those areas.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
I love that you're saying 10 to 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. Because you're still reaping the rewards.
Yes.
Oh, of those definitely. Relationships, right? Mm-hmm. They don't have, when they're really solid relationships, they don't have an expiration.
No, they don't. And they evolve, too. They evolve, and you don't know where they...
Who's going to go where, yep. and who's... Yeah, that's it's a really good reminder, even for me, is mm-hmm. we talk about the concept of return on relationship. Mm-hmm. So many of us, you know, return on investment, mm-hmm. right? And return... What about the return on the relationship? And if you quantify that over 10 to 15 years, some of those relationships, they have had a financial return for you. Mm-hmm. That's not why you were originally intended for it, but when mm-hmm. we invest in that, there is a return mm-hmm. on those relationships. I think that's a good reminder yeah. for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
How can people connect with you, whether it's about Fidelity and banking or some of the organizations you're connected with, or just mm-hmm. you in general? Like, what's the best way for them to connect and learn more?
Of course, I'm always open to phone conversation, connecting on LinkedIn, meeting for coffee, meeting for lunch. You can connect with me on LinkedIn, Courtney okay. Taylor. You can also connect with me through my email at Fidelity Bank, CourtneyT@FidelityBankMN.com.
Perfect. And we'll put that in the podcast notes mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. the people have access to it.
Most definitely.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
If you guys couldn't tell, but this is her first podcast ever. She's like, I can't believe I've never done a podcast before. You're awesome.
Well.
And it shows.
Thank you so much.
And to everybody listening, you know, these stories and these leaders that are on here for a reason, because they just have different perspectives, right? Not anyone is right or wrong on how they've done what they've done, but I really want you to understand that there are a lot of different ways to be successful. But there are also some foundational elements to be truly successful, meaning fulfilled, right, in the success, not a monetary success, that also matter, and that we have those muscles that we have to strengthen. So gratitude for everybody who continues to engage. The feedback we get is amazing from these podcasts. So thank you for continuing to listen in. Until next time, guys, have a great rest of the week. Thanks.